Here, join my family by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing. And if you're old, welcome back. It's so nice to have you. Now, I know for a fact that, you know, staying indoors for so long has had an adverse mental effect on all of us. In fact, it's gotten to me to a point that I've kind of lost my sleep. But, you know, we have to realize the fact that this is our testing times, and I'm sure it gets better from here. So, what I did was that in these 2 weeks of my highs and lows, I practiced some things that kind of made me feel better, and most importantly, I decided to take it one day at a time. So what I do is that, you know, I wake up every morning and I'm like, okay, I have this day, how can I make it better apart from just working and hustling hard? So here are some things that I'd like to share with you guys. Maybe, you know, one of you, two of you, or some of you might just benefit from this whole podcast that I'm going to mention, that I'm going to talk about, because these are little things that you can do to make your day better or make yourself better. So yeah, here are the little things that you can do and feel a lot better than just, you know, being mentally suffocated. And have a little plant for your space that you usually work in. A very small plant would do. It does not just makes you feel better, but, you know, if you're somebody who likes to maintain an aesthetic feed for your social media, then, you know, this is definitely a thing that you should do. Another thing that I really like to practice is scented candles. I know I talk really fast. I'm sorry. Because I have so much to talk about and such a less time, because I don't want to extend my podcast. So, yeah. Scented candles, unless, you know, you are someone who's really careless and could potentially pose a threat to burn your house, honestly, you know, scented candles are amazing. And my favorite flavor is strawberry. So, like, strawberry scented candles and a little plant aesthetic feed, and wow, it feels so good. But don't forget to light them off once you're done. Like, don't keep them overnight, because you might end up burning your house or burning yourself. So please be safe with that. Another thing that I really saw a difference in myself after I started practicing was drinking a lot of chai. Now, I used to hate chai, but, you know, my best friends, Nishi and Meher, they kind of got me into this habit of taking me to chai spots around Dubai. And then I started falling in love with chai. And now I drink like 3 cups, 4 cups every single day. And recently, I even learned how to learned my mom's way. And I love my mom's chai now. So, you know, with elaichi and with, you know, strong, less sugar, elaichi cum shakkar chai. Oh my God, it is literally the biggest savior of my life. The next thing you can do to make yourself feel better one day at a time is to smile, okay? Honestly, right now, stop what you're listening to and just give a big bright smile, flaunt that 32 teeth that God has given you. Fun fact, by the way, I hope this makes you smile. I know it's not going to make you smile, but I hope it does. I don't have 32 teeth. I have like 28, because when I was small, I had braces for 3 years, and because they had no space to, you know, push my teeth back, I have only 28 because they had to remove 4. So I can't even say that I can flaunt my 32 teeth. So you guys are lucky. Come on, y'all. Flaunt that 32 teeth God has given you. Smile and look at yourself in the mirror. You're beautiful and so handsome. Like, make this happen. The next thing is very important. No matter how strong you are, if you feel like crying it out, cry it out. Because if your heart feels heavy, just let it out. See, pain is inevitable. But you know what? Silently, you know, enduring and absorbing the pain and everything is going to make you feel worse. In fact, let me tell you something. The first few minutes after you stop crying, like after you finish your crying session, you sit, relax, take a deep breath and absorb those moments, because those moments are the lightest moments of your life. You're going to feel like you're on the top of the world. And honestly, the first few minutes after crying is probably the best time for me. Like, I feel like I'm light and I'm on the top of the world. Next thing you should be doing is treat yourself. Now, I'm not saying that you need to have like a bath bomb spa day every single day. No, obviously not. You know, you don't have the time or the energy or sometimes not even the money to do it. You can just eat what you like. You know, you can just buy yourself a chocolate bar or maybe one small mask or maybe just a pen that you like. If you're a bibliophile, maybe a book to read. You know, just treat yourself because, you know, just because you might be doing something, you might not be doing something, that doesn't mean you're not surviving. And these are hard times for all of us. So if you're making it every single day and making use of the time you have, then you definitely deserve a treat. So don't forget to treat yourself. Exercise. Now, I know that, you know, with gyms, you know, a fun fact is that one day before all our gyms closed, I overheard two ladies in the locker room when I was changing before I was heading back home. And one of them said, you know, as it is, I'm already depressed. You know, they close the gyms. Where am I going to go? And the first second when I read the news about gyms getting closed the next day, I remember that woman. And that is when it hit me that a lot of people were dependent on gyms and other things, including me, to escape the life and the misery that we all were going through. And with staying indoors within four walls, it's so difficult to, you know, get that ambience, get that exercise, get that social interaction that you get at the gym or wherever you go to get your exercise done. But that shouldn't stop you from burning your calories. Like, don't stop that. Get your body's the happy hormones it needs every single day, because whether you do it by yourself or you do it with people, exercising does increase your happy hormones, and that is something that you shouldn't stop. So no matter how much you're going through, at least with the release of serotonin, you're going to feel a little better. Listen to happy motivation music. Don't listen to romantic and slow songs. Honestly, I hate romantic songs. So during a time like this, the best that you can do is literally just, you know, listen to happy and motivational songs. Now, this is also one very important thing that I follow, affirmation. Okay, wake up every morning, maybe write a note next to your wall and stick it on your wall or something which reminds you that you are powerful, you're beautiful, you're great. Watch TED Talks which, you know, help you get an affirmation that you're doing a good job. Talk to people who motivate you to do better. Look at yourself in the mirror and be like, no, you can do this. Come on, this is not as hard as you seem, as it seems, you know. Make it happen. So affirmation is a really, really strong key, because when you keep thinking about it, it gets set in your head that, okay, I am smart, I am good, I am nice, and I can make this happen, and it can actually help you get through your day. And last but not the least, you know, watch my videos. You should do that. You know, you should listen to my podcast and watch my videos. It's free, it's entertaining, and all you have to do is just hit the subscribe button, which you should do, by the way, after you finish this podcast. And we're gonna have a lot of content coming soon. So yeah, with that, I think these are the things that has actually helped me get through with it day by day. But apart from that, you know, spend time with your family, pray, and, you know, work towards your goals, because no goal is small or big. You know, if you have something in your mind that you wanted to do and lack of time was a problem, then now is the time to do, because you're at home for so long. So yeah, make it all happen, make magic happen, and believe in yourself. And I believe in you. Like, honestly, yes, it is testing time for all of us, but we're all gonna make through with this. And honestly, the earth is healing, we might be healing, you never know. And maybe the company that you wanted to fund 10 years down the lane, maybe if you start now, it could create great wonders. So it is the time now. Don't stop, don't hold yourself back. And with that, I'm going to conclude today's podcast. I hope you listened, you enjoyed, and I hope you learned something out of it. If you have any other tips that you use to make your day feel better, then you should share it with me, because I definitely love to learn some more. And yeah, with that, I'm going to end this podcast. I hope you have a nice day, and I'll see you next time. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.